Ever wonder how they cram so much power into these sleek little gadgets we all use? I mean, we can't live without them, right?
Right.
Well, it all comes down to this process called injection molding.
Yeah.
It's kind of like making those ice cube trays, but way more detailed and for electronics. So today we're going to do a deep dive into how all this cutting-edge design and tech is revolutionizing injection molding, especially for electronics.
Yeah.
We'll be looking at some pretty wild new materials, how they're building these super smart structures instead of just, solid hunks of plastic.
Yeah, it's not just a chunk of plastic.
And then this whole rise of what they're calling intelligent manufacturing,
Right?
like robots and AI, the whole nine yards.
It's really remarkable how much this field has been advancing
Yeah.
lately. Like, it's not just little improvements here and there.
Right.
It's really impacting how durable and lightweight our electronics are becoming, and even how eco-friendly they are.
Let's start with the materials then, because
Okay.
basic plastic is so old school now.
Yeah.
I was reading about this stuff called teak.
Oh, yeah.
It can handle crazy high temperatures and pressures. They even use it in spaceships.
That's what's so fascinating about it. I mean, the same material that helps a spacecraft survive, the intense conditions of space,
Right.
that could be in your phone one day, making it nearly indestructible.
Wow.
And it's not just about strength either. The demand for lighter and even more durable electronics is pushing engineers to explore all kinds of new materials.
I never thought about all the material science that goes into something as simple as a phone charger. I mean,
Yeah,
it's pretty complex.
it is.
And it's not just about toughness, right? There's this big push for eco-friendly options.
Oh, absolutely.
Like bio-based plastics like PLA, you see it popping up in things like charger shells now.
Yeah, you see that a lot more now. It's a really key takeaway here. Consumers are more environmentally conscious these days,
Right?
and the manufacturers are responding.
Yeah.
Using bio-based plastics is a step towards, getting away from petroleum-based products,
Right.
right? And it really helps reduce the environmental impact of all our gadgets.
So speaking of cool new materials, what about these composite materials? I
Yeah.
keep hearing about it's like something out of a superhero movie or something.
Well, maybe not as flashy as a superhero movie,
Right.
but it is pretty remarkable what they're doing.
Okay.
Composites, it's basically combining different materials to get certain properties that you want.
Okay.
Like you can mix plastic with glass fibers, for example.
Right, I was reading about that.
Yeah.
So what's the advantage there? Does the glass make it stronger or what?
It does. It adds strength. It's kind of like rebar in concrete.
Oh, okay.
But the plastic keeps it lightweight, which is perfect for things like phones,
Yeah.
where you need it to be strong, but not bulky.
That's so clever.
But
It's like they're making recipes for the perfect material, yeah. the perfect blend of strength and weight and function.
Material selection is super important because it impacts everything how a device performs and even its environmental footprint.
Right.
And that brings us to our next topic. How are engineers actually designing the structure of these components?
Yeah, because it can't be just solid plastic anymore,
Right.
right?
No, you're right.
There's got to be more to it.
Think about a building.
Okay.
It's not just walls,
Right.
it's got supports
Okay.
and beams. And they're laid out in a very specific way to make it as strong as possible
Right.
and to use materials efficiently. The same applies to injection molding.
So they're optimizing the internal structure
Yeah.
to make things stronger and lighter and all that.
Exactly.
So it's like they're building a tiny skeleton inside our gadgets.
In a way, yeah.
But how does that actually look in practice?
Well, our research showed one example with charger shells.
Okay.
By putting in these little channels and vents very strategically, they can control how the heat dissipates, which keeps your phone from overheating while it's charging.
Wow, I never thought about all that engineering that goes into something like a charger shell.
It's pretty amazing.
You want it to work well, but you don't want it to turn into a little furnace.
Exactly. And we're seeing this trend towards multifunctionality.
What's that?
It's combining multiple features into a single molded part.
Oh, so instead of having like a separate piece for the antenna and a separate piece for the sensor, they're building it all into one.
Exactly.
Wow.
This saves space, obviously, and it reduces the number of parts you need, which can make it even more reliable.
So it's a more streamlined design than both inside and out, and
Yeah.
probably less waste during manufacturing.
You got it. It's a win-win.
And those composite materials we were talking about before,
Yeah.
they're important here too, right?
They are using those lightweight yet strong composite materials, means they can make really thin and durable casings without sacrificing any of the features.
Okay, so we talked about materials and how they're structuring these components.
Right.
But now I'm really curious about the factories themselves. Like,
yeah.
How are all these crazy technological advancements changing how they actually make electronics?
Well, it's a really exciting time because we're entering what they're calling the era of intelligent manufacturing.
Okay.
Think about robots doing all the heavy lifting, AI monitoring everything.
That sounds like sci-fi.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
But it's becoming the reality of how we make electronics.
Sign me up for a factory tour.
You should see them.
But how does all that apply to injection molding specifically?
One of the biggest changes is 3D printing.
Oh,
it's totally changing how they create the molds themselves. Instead of those old, time-consuming methods, they're using 3D printers to make molds faster, cheaper, and with incredible detail.
So faster prototyping.
Yeah.
Which means we get our new gadgets quicker.
Exactly. And it allows for way more innovation and experimentation.
Right.
Which ultimately benefits everyone.
That's cool.
And it's not just 3D printing. We're also seeing these advancements in mold treatments like nano coatings and laser processing.
What do those do?
They make the molds more durable and more efficient.
It's like a nonstick pan, but for injection molds?
Yeah. Exactly. Smoother surfaces, less waste, faster production.
So ingenious.
All these advancements are about reducing defects,
yeah.
Making production more efficient, and ultimately delivering a better quality product to you, the consumer.
Right.
It's all about pushing the limits of what's possible.
I like it, pushing the limits.
And it's not just the, you know, the physical stuff.
Right.
There's this whole other level of innovation happening with data and AI.
Okay, now we're talking AI is everywhere these days, but how are they using it in injection molding?
It's a game changer, especially for quality control.
Okay.
Imagine like giving the whole manufacturing process a constant health check.
Okay.
They're putting sensors and IoT devices everywhere in the factory, collecting data on everything.
Wow.
Temperature, pressure. You know how the material is flowing, cycle times, all of it.
So it's like a digital nervous system.
Exactly.
For the whole operation.
Right. Constantly monitoring and analyzing everything that's happening.
I bet that helps them catch problems early on.
Yeah. Before they turn into big issues.
Right.
So they can identify and address issues, you know, in real time.
Sure.
It's all about being proactive.
Yep.
So you minimize the risk of defects and keep the production lines running smoothly.
Makes sense. But where does the AI actually come in?
The AI is becoming really important for quality management.
Okay.
You see, AI systems can analyze all that data from the manufacturing process.
Right.
And identify patterns and predict potential defects.
So it's like a super smart quality control inspector.
Yeah, basically one that never sleeps, constantly scanning for any little imperfection.
That's wild.
These AI systems can evaluate everything, you know, the size and shape of components, the surface quality, everything, to make sure they meet all the industry standards. And the best part is these systems are constantly learning.
Oh, wow.
Getting better at spotting those tiny defects that a human might miss.
It's like the factory is becoming intelligent.
Exactly.
It can adapt and optimize itself.
And it's all thanks to AI. Intelligent manufacturing is creating this, you know, this partnership between humans and machines where each one complements the other.
So it's not about replacing people with robots.
Yeah.
It's about giving them the tools to do their jobs better.
Exactly. And this collaboration between human expertise and intelligent technology, it's driving this new era of innovation.
Cool.
Not just in injection molding, but across so many industries.
That's amazing. So we've talked about intelligent manufacturing.
Yeah.
But before we move on, I want to go back to sustainability for a second.
Okay.
We talked about eco-friendly materials.
Right.
But are there other ways that injection molding is becoming more sustainable?
Absolutely. Sustainability is huge these days, and injection molding is no exception.
Right.
So beyond using eco-friendly materials, there's this big focus on reducing waste and energy consumption.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, we all want to be more eco-friendly, and manufacturers have a big role to play.
Absolutely.
So one thing they're doing is optimizing the mold designs to minimize material waste.
Okay.
Like, remember those thin wall designs we talked about?
Yeah.
They not only make devices lighter, but they use less plastic overall.
And those advanced mold treatments.
Yes.
Like the nano coatings.
Exactly.
Those can help reduce waste too, right?
Because it makes the process more efficient.
Right.
And then you've got the energy savings that come with intelligent manufacturing.
Okay.
Optimizing production, you know, reducing downtime. That all helps cut energy consumption significantly.
So it's a whole system approach to sustainability.
Right. It's about minimizing environmental impact at every step of the process.
I like it.
And it's not just about doing good for the planet. It can be good for business, too.
How so?
Because reducing waste and energy consumption saves money in the long run.
It's a win-win.
Exactly.
So the future of injection molding, it's not just about being innovative and efficient. It's about responsibility.
Yeah.
And sustainability.
Absolutely. And as consumers, we have a role to play too.
Oh, yeah.
We can support companies that are prioritizing these sustainable practices.
It's about making conscious choices.
Right. We can vote with our wallets and encourage these manufacturers to keep pushing for sustainability.
So we've covered the materials, the structure, intelligent manufacturing.
It's been quite a journey.
It has been.
We've seen how cutting-edge design and technology are changing the game.
Yeah.
Leading to lighter, stronger, and more sustainable electronics.
It's so much more than just melting plastic and pouring it into a mold.
It really is.
It's this complex and dynamic field that's constantly evolving.
And as we continue to push the boundaries.
Right.
We're going to see even more incredible advancements in the future.
I can't wait to see what they come up with next. But I think it's time to shift gears a little bit and talk about what all this means for the future of electronics.
Okay.
What do you think? It's pretty amazing to think how far injection molding has come.
Yeah.
And even more exciting to think about where it's going.
Right.
So let's talk about that, the future. What kind of electronics are we going to be seeing thanks to all these innovations?
Well, it's fascinating because these advancements aren't just, you know, little steps forward.
Right.
They're fundamentally changing what's possible.
Okay.
We're talking about electronics that are lighter, more durable, and more integrated than ever before.
So paint me a picture. What does that future look like? Give me the good stuff.
Okay, imagine smartphones so thin and flexible that you can fold them up like a piece of paper.
Wow.
Or wearables that blend seamlessly with your body, you know, monitoring your health and even enhancing your senses.
Okay, now that sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
I like it. What about functionality? What kind of cool features could we see?
Well, imagine devices that can recharge wirelessly super fast.
Oh, wow.
Like in seconds. Or electronics that can repair themselves.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Think about it, longer lifespans for our devices and way less e-waste.
Now, that's the kind of innovation I can get behind. It's not just about the devices themselves, though, right? What about how they're made? We talked about intelligent manufacturing.
Yeah.
But how will that change things in the future?
Well, if you think about the big picture, intelligent manufacturing is going to transform the entire electronics industry.
Okay.
Imagine factories that can just automatically adapt to changes in demand.
Wow.
Producing customized products on the fly with minimal human intervention.
So more personalized electronics then?
Exactly.
It's like having your own little gadget factory.
And as these technologies get more sophisticated and, more importantly, more affordable, the possibilities are really endless.
It's incredible to think about how it could impact everything. Healthcare, education, entertainment, even communication.
Yeah, it really could.
The future is looking pretty exciting thanks to all these advancements.
It is exciting, but it also raises an important question.
What's that?
With all this automation and AI, you know, kind of taking over.
Right.
What's going to happen to the humans who work in electronics manufacturing?
That's a really good point. It's something we need to be thinking about.
I think human ingenuity will always be essential.
In what way?
Well, machines are great at repetitive tasks and data analysis.
Right.
But humans will continue to drive innovation and creativity and problem solving.
Those are things that AI can't replicate.
Exactly.
So it's not about humans versus machines.
No.
It's about humans and machines working together.
Exactly. Combining our strengths to create something amazing.
I like that. So using our unique abilities to create a more efficient, sustainable, and innovative future for electronics.
That's the goal.
That's a great point to end on. As our listeners are thinking about the future of electronics, what are your final words of wisdom?
I would say stay curious, embrace the changes that are coming, and never stop imagining what's possible.
I like that.
The future of electronics is really in our hands.
Yeah.
And it's up to all of us to shape it responsibly and ethically.
Beautifully said. And to all our listeners out there, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of injection molding.
Thanks for having me.
We've seen how it's shaping the electronics we use every single day, and we've explored some incredible possibilities for the future.
Yeah, it's been fun.
So keep those imaginations firing, because who knows what amazing innovations are just around the corner.